The Young Fisherman. Once upon a time, well, it is a bit overused, isn't it? We could say.
Not a long time ago, in a small village, lived a boy named William. He enjoyed school, even though he didn't have many friends. But there was one thing he loved the most: fishing. His dad had been a fisherman too, and this was the only thing he knew about him, considering that he died in a storm when William was about 5. One day, he was walking along the seaside when he saw a big yellow poster.
Sailing contest, this is your chance. Participant fee $100, prize boat and fishing pool.
William was excited, but oh, look at that entry fee. It was too expensive. He turned back, very upset, and went home, but he didn't know that another boy, Luigi, the son of a successful businessman, was spying his movements.
I want to be a fisherman too,
the older boy thought.
If only my parents left me. I have no experience. I could never win by myself.
An idea popped in his mind. He could ask William for help and pay the entry fee for him. The day after, Luigi went to visit William.
What are you doing here?
Asked William, perplexed.
Well, I need your help.
Help? For me?
William could not believe it. The richest boy in town, whom he never liked too much, was asking him for help.
Yes, I want to be a fisherman too, but I don't have an experience, so I thought that maybe we could participate together.
William smiled at the boy's shyness, but then he became sad again.
I'd really love to, but I can't. I don't have enough money to pay the entry fee.
That's not a problem. I can pay for it. We can make a deal. You teach me how to fill, and I'll pay your hand to fill. Deal?
He smiled brightly at his smart idea.
What? Are you serious?
Of course, I can do it.
They shook hands and immediately started to work. It was hard. Luigi had no idea how to fish, and they didn't get along too well at the beginning. But William was a good teacher, and on the day of the race, they were pretty positive they could win. An old fisherman read the rules. No cheating, fair play. Then 3, 2, 1, go! The race started. They had to sail from the beach to a small island, navigate around it, and come back. The two boys did their best. They were fast, and soon they were in second position. Only a few meters were missing, but they still had a boat in front of them. William was tired. His arms were starting to hurt. Their dreams could never come true. At that moment, a strong wind rose. William lost the control of the boat and fell on the deck. When he got up, he could not believe his eyes. Luigi, who had never been good at piloting, had taken control of the boat, and they were sailing at full speed towards the finishing line. The other contestants weren't able to handle their boats, and they won! Luigi led the boat to the finishing line. William rose on his feet, and everyone cheered and applauded.
We did it!
We did it!
They hugged and received their prizes: a brand new boat and 2 fantastic fishing poles. After that day, William and Luigi became inseparable, and today they are the most famous fishermen in the country.